Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's get straight to it. Got a guest on the phone to start this hour.
Woo woo!
We correctly predicted that he will not be playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins this year because he coaches Vanderbilt. Derek Mason, a.k.a. Swaggy D, joins us now. What's going on, Swaggy D?
Hey, doing well. You know what, Mickey and Don, it's good to hear your voices, but right now, man, we're in the midst of spring ball trying to get it done, so here we go.
We've been missing you. I like your Instagram post where you're out on the field and you're wearing, like, your coach gear.
At, like, 7 a.m. because just, that's what time you guys go?
And you're saying something that's just all motivational-like and how hard you're working. I usually watch that, and then I brush my teeth aggressively and, like, put my pants on and leave the house.
Listen, I'm trying to get it moving. You know, we're up with the Roosters. We're trying to make sure, man, we can put our feet on the ground and get to work, and that's exactly what they've done. It's been good so far. You know, been some young guys, some veteran, you know, been talented, experience coming back. We got a good mix on this team, but spring is that time where you get after it, you try to figure out exactly who you are and then build from there as you know, maybe start to understand exactly where you need to go.
Well, Coach, you know the big question everybody wants answered at this point when you look at spring practice is who's going to be the quarterback for the Commodores? They big shoes to fill, obviously, with Kyle Shurmur gone. And you've got a pretty crowded quarterback room. You've got, you know, Deuce Wallace, Riley Neal, Mo Hassan, Alan Waters, Jamal Muhammad. There's six guys in your quarterback room this spring.
Yeah, well, we sort of... You know, move some things around to try to make sure, I mean, that we can get those top guys some opportunities to really make sure, I mean, that we can see exactly what they can do. You're gonna see some different things. I'm not gonna get into specifics, but you're gonna see Mo Hassan do some different things this fall, and that's great. Some of these younger guys, Jamil Muhammad, hey man, he just came in. Alan Walters, he watched a year ago. So these guys are getting, you know, great individual work with some team reps, but most of these reps are being, you know, invested into these older guys. And it's really, you know, Deuce right now, along with Riley Neal. These guys, this battle has started. It's heated up. It's going to continue to go through spring. It's going to go through the summer. We're going to take it through fall camp. And I'll make a decision, you know, towards the end of fall camp. But right now, we got two really good quarterbacks. They're talented, and they got big shoes to fill, but they got big arms and an extremely high football IQ.
Let's talk a little bit about Riley Neal, because Vanderbilt fans may be not quite familiar with him as far as play on the field. Ball State transfer, threw for over 7,000 yards there. Big guy, 6'6", 225 pounds. What does he do well as a quarterback?
Well, it's his pocket presence. It's his big arm and his ability to really, you know, get the ball down the field. He can, obviously, you know, he can screen game, you know, he can put it out, you know, with speed and space. But the thing that I recognized, because we watched Riley actually play Notre Dame before we did, and then watching that film, and we didn't know it at the time, we were like, man, this quarterback gave him fits, you know, with his ability to actually push the ball down the field and be extremely accurate with the football. And so, you know, what we've seen in the short time that we've had him is that and his ability to be athletic and get on the perimeter and extend plays, he's a dude now. He can make some things happen, but he was as advertised. He moves well in the pocket. He can get rid of the football because he's got a quick release, and in terms of being able to push it down the field, and he can make every throw. So that's what we've seen so far, and it's been a small sample size, but he's been as advertised. So right now, we're just in a deep competition with, you know, Deuce and Riley.
Certainly helps, though. We were having this discussion earlier. Again, Derek Mason, Vanderbilt head football coach, our guest, and it's like, okay, so that's not Keyshawn. Yep, yeah, that's him. He stayed. Oh, wow. Well, that tight end looks a lot like Paintney. Yeah, that's him. He stayed.
Right.
Well, that can't be Kalijah. Yep, that's Kalijah. Okay, wow. So whoever the quarterback is, I mean, I know you have to replace some guys on the O-line, but as far as weapons, Man, you got three of the best weapons in the SEC, and I'll say this, in college football.
Yeah, I'm excited about this group. This group is tremendously talented. They played on a big stage. They understand, you know, where we're trying to go. And the thing I like about, you know, where these guys are is that they could have gone. Every one of these guys could have gone. They could have found themselves, you know, I mean, hopefully with a combine invite and you know, with the draft being in Nashville, you know, and probably put themselves in position to hear their name called. But I think it was important to these guys to make sure that they could not only build out their skill sets, man, but take this place up to a level that it hasn't been to. Okay, man, and they're capable of doing it. These three guys can put this team on their shoulders and take us a long way. And it's been fun to watch the leadership. It's been fun to watch this group not only be competitive, but be combative. And I think it speaks to, you know, how much ball these guys have played, you know, where they come from, you know, what they bleed and how much they want to win. I mean, ultra competitive. They're leaders. They're leading this football team right now. And we need every part of that leadership to help, you know, some of these young guys understand what it is to play, you know, week in and week out in the SEC. And these guys are bringing it to practice. So, I've enjoyed these guys coming back, and I'm very thankful because I know these guys could have left.
Coach, on the other side of the ball, you talk about a competitive guy. Juwan Williams is now gone, and you've got big shoes to fill defensively. Yeah. I know you've got some young, talented guys. What have you seen on that side of the ball so far, and who is it that's going to be able to step into those shoes?
Well, Juwan played as a young guy. Juwan, and excited for him, excited for draft day. You know, I mean, he did some things at his pro day, man, that'll move the needle a little bit in terms of where he needs to be. And, we look forward to seeing what's in his future, here shortly. But, you know, when you look at this secondary, you know, Elijah Hamilton, who's now going to be a redshirt, you know, a redshirt senior. You know, like when you look at, you know, where he is, he has an opportunity with two more seasons and a lot of seasoning to play good football. And I've always said college football is a junior senior sport. You look on the other side and, you know, Randall Haney, you know, has showed up. Dante Carrier Williams, who started his career at Wisconsin, then went to Independence and now he's here. He's been fantastic to watch. I mean, he's been dynamic, and we look forward to seeing what he can do. Alan George, and is now really coming into his own, you know, as a third-year player. B.J. Anderson showed some flashes last year as a freshman. You know, he's 6'2", you know, like 188 pounds. And when you look at his length and athleticism and his footwork, Coach Brown's got plenty of talent on the outside. So I'm excited to see where he takes this group because we're not done yet. We're still going to have, you know, I mean, some things happening like this summer that'll hopefully impact our program. But we feel like we've got talent all the way around, and believe me, Kalijah, Pink, you know, when you look at Amir, when you look at, you know, like what's happening with Cam Johnson, these guys challenge us every day. CJ Bowler, these guys challenge us every day to be better. So this group's getting good work in iron and sharpening iron.
Derek Mason, our guest, new play caller this year with the departure of Andy Ludwig. How much the same will the offense be, and how much different will it be?
You know, it's sort of like Jerry Godowski, the new offensive coordinator, and a lot of people are going to look at it as you know, Vanderbilt football, will it be the same? Yeah, it's going to be Vanderbilt football with a twist. Okay, when you look at where Jerry's been and what he's done, we've been together at different times in our careers, and I worked for Jerry. I worked for Jerry as a receivers coach when he was a coordinator at two different spots, and we were able to find success. Jerry's waited patiently to step into this role. I think he knows these guys. These guys know him. He brings an immense playbook and true experience in both offenses. When you talk about West Coast and spread, he understands in principles of both. And so, man, I think you're going to see some wrinkles in this offense, but it's very much going to be rooted in who we are, what we've been, but just adding some things to this to make this pot of gumbo, you know, really good in 19. So I'm excited about that.
On the way out, I'll ask you this, Coach, because you're always a positive guy. You're always moving forward. But how much did what happened in the bowl game and the way the season ended ultimately Do you just bury that and pitch it and it's a whole new year? Or do you use that fire to kind of burn and motivate you and your guys a little bit this year?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's part of what you have to do. I mean, it's in what we talk about in terms of, you know, maybe things that were, you know, left unfinished. And I think you have to, you know, talk about the things that were unfinished in order to move your program forward. But it's also a new year. You got some guys here that weren't at bowl practices, that may have watched the bowl game but didn't experience any of that. So they don't know what you're talking about. So you recalibrate this thing. You start it over. You reset it. You want guys, okay, I mean, to understand what happened but to move forward with the idea of what can be. And that's where we are right now. It's a new year. It's a new season. There's a lot to be gained. We've got a lot of ground to cover. So I'm just excited for these guys that they know that there were some things left out there. And so when you have experienced guys who've come back, who paid the price, and now what they can do is really now get these guys to understand how hard we need to work. That's exactly what we're going to do. But I'd be remiss if I didn't remind people to make sure that they come out for the spring game. I mean, we look at the spring game on March 30th, and this thing is going to be exciting. Man, we're going to get after each other a little bit. I know we got a baseball game that evening, but you know, man, for those men who love football, not just Commodore football, but SEC football, I mean, you really need to come out. It's going to be a great opportunity to get a firsthand look at what SEC football is. So, and we definitely invite you and look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, rumor has it Dawn Davenport part of the broadcast that day.
Hey, listen, Dawn's going to be there like she always is. You know, lending a lot of IQ. Okay, man.
I don't know about that, Coach.
Some great commentary to Vanderbilt football on March 30th. So we look forward to it. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Coach. I'm gonna come in the middle of the game and try and interview you, get some insights on this year's team.
Let's do it. Let's get mic'd up. Let's do it.
There we go. Done.
Sounds good.
See, we just made it happen.
Hey, Coach, we look forward to seeing you at the spring game. Thanks for the time today. I know how busy you are.
Hey, take care. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, sir.